Good morning. Again, it's good to be with you. We enjoyed our break last. Went out and rode our razor in the desert. Actually saw some deer. That was kind of weird seeing deer in the desert. We saw five deer, and they stared at us, and we stared at them. But it's good to be back, and I appreciate Pastor Mike filling in. I'll tell you what, I love being able to go on our website and listen to his message a great message on God's sovereignty. This morning I wanted to just share with you a message I've called Vision Embraced. Tom already asked me, where's the notes? And I said, I'm going to wing it a little bit this morning. But I want to talk about just a vision for, I believe, what God would have us do at Echo Mountain Church. And you know, we've got another year past 2015, and the way I look at it, it's another year closer to heaven. And I believe that God's word is really clear about what the end is, the end of this earth. It doesn't give us a specific date or time, but it does say that we have a choice between eternity spent with God or apart from God. And therein lies the basis for, I believe, my vision, and I believe what the purpose is that God has for us at Echo Mountain Church. So many times we get caught up in the here and now with all the busy schedules, with our work schedules, our financial challenges, relational heartaches and challenges, physical problems, that it's easy, I think, to sometimes lose sight of the real purpose of life. What is God's purpose for us? It can be easy to lose sight of God's purpose. And it can be easy to lose sight of God's purpose for Echo Mountain, for us as a church. Today, to tell you the truth, I look at where Echo Mountain is today, financially, attendance-wise, even spiritually and emotionally, and sometimes it would be easy to be discouraged. But also, a lot of times, it's easy to be encouraged. Because I see God at work. I see God at work in this small church. The truth is that there's times when I believe we have so much more to offer the community. We have so much more in reaching out and reaching our neighbors. And last year, I kind of encouraged everybody to each one reach one, to each person to invite a friend. Invite a friend with them to come on Sundays. And the thing is we haven't grown substantially, but we have grown. And we see people coming to church. We see people checking us out. You know, I usually ask people, okay, do you know somebody here? Or did you just get brave? Because it takes a lot of courage to walk into this little church on a hillside. And I usually encourage them to sit on the back row, and if it gets weird, to run. But I don't think it'll get too weird, and other than looking at the preacher, that's a little weird, but not you, Mike, but me. So this last year, we've had a few people join with us, and those who are still here, we have hope. But sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes, you know what Satan likes to do? He likes to accuse the brethren. He likes to discourage us. And there may be times when we get discouraged. I know there was times in the last year when I was fighting with him on that, fighting with Satan. But here's the thing, my love for God and my love for his church here at Echo Mountain and my love for his people is so strong that it hurts not to see this church filled to the brim on Sunday mornings. Because I know how much God loves people. And that's how much we should. However, if we allow our eyes and our emotions to be focused on the past, on past hurts and disasters and become discouraged, then who wins? Satan. He's the one that wins. Satan would love for us to be immobilized by the past. He would love for us to give up on the mission that God has called us to. You know, the older I get, I'm pretty old now. And the older I get, the more friends and family I've seen die. And the older I get, my focus changes. Here's what I'd like our focus to be on this year as a church. I'd like our focus to be on heaven. Focus on heaven in 2016. Listen to these verses. And I know that you've heard some of these. Isaiah in the Old Testament, 40, chapter 40, verses 26 through 31, it says this. It says, look up into the heavens. Who created all the stars? He brings them out like an army, one after another, calling each by its name because of his great power and incomparable strength. Not a single one is missing. Now, a lot of times, you know, in the city and in business life, I don't take time to go outside and look into the heavens. But when you're in the desert and there's no street lights and you walk outside, it's easy to look into the heavens. It goes on, it says, oh, Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? Oh, Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights? Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youth will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. And this is a verse that many of us love. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. I guess when I say focus on heaven, what I'm talking about this week is let's try to look at life from God's perspective, from a heavenly perspective. If we're going to look at life from a heavenly perspective, a God perspective in 2016, then we need to look at and address, I think, a few questions that ultimately come from one question. That one question, it could be, what on earth am I here for? Why am I here? Why do I exist? And I think as a church, we need to ask the question, why does Echo Mountain exist? And then we should personalize it even more and say, how can I be part of its existence? How can I be part of its growth and purpose, both now and in the future? You see, we don't meet here on Sundays just because we want to have a good time or fellowship with our friends or sing great songs of worship or listen to a message about God and go away feeling good. God's purpose for Echo Mountain's existence is not just to give you a warm fuzzy on Sunday. No, those are all great things. I'm not saying they're bad, but I believe God has placed Echo Mountain here in this community at this time to address a problem that is very dear to his heart, and it should be to ours. This is a problem that I want to address today and show you how you can be a part of the solution to that problem by being a part of Echo Mountain's vision. The Bible talks about the last days and also gives us an insight into God's heart and his vision for us. It says in 2 Peter 3:9, it says this, the Lord isn't really being slow about his promise to return, as some people think. No, he's being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to perish. So he's giving more time for everyone to repent. Earlier in this passage, we're reminded that God created this world by his word, it says, and then destroyed it in a flood. He has also said that he will destroy it someday with fire, and the ungodly will perish. You may be thinking that's terrible news, but I'm telling you that God's desire is what we read in verse 9. And that is where we see our purpose as a church. And based on that purpose, we see our vision for Echo Mountain Church. Verse 9 says, God doesn't want anyone. He doesn't want anyone to perish. And it says he wants everyone to repent. Echo Mountain Church is not to be some exclusive club where people aren't invited or not welcome. There is room for anyone and everyone because God loves them and does not want them to perish. If we look at that verse again, the Lord isn't really being slow about his promise to return, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to perish, so he's giving more time for everyone to repent. You know, when we read that verse, we should develop a sense of urgency about the mission that God has called us in Echo Mountain to. Notice it doesn't say that no one will perish. You know, it says that God wants everyone to repent so that they won't perish. You know, sometimes I've heard people look at that verse, and we may look at that verse and think that everyone is safe. Everyone's safe. And so we can just kind of sit back and lose the urgency and to share the gospel with others. Scripture says that Jesus will come back. It says he'll come as a thief in the night. No one knows the time or day. Let me ask you something. What if it's this year? What if it's 20? Are you ready? You know, what if it's next month? No man knows the date. What if it's next week? Do you have any friends or family that you don't want to perish for eternity? God has been patient, but the day is approaching soon. So I would say today. Today is the day to get serious about connecting and serving. In the few minutes remaining this morning, I'd like to share with you the grand vision, I believe, the heavenly perspective that God has given Echo Mountain Church through his Bible. And let me remind you, if our vision isn't based on God's mission laid out in his word, we're in trouble. Okay? How many of you have ever flown in an airplane? Yeah. How many have ever flown an airplane? Now that takes it down a little bit more. But, you know, when I fly in an airplane, I can remember the first time I flew. I'm just a farm boy. The highest I'd been was on top of a John Deere tractor. And I can remember seeing things from a different vantage point. As we take off, the plane ascended higher and higher, and the view not only became clearer, but it also changed. I remember the first time I flew with my daughter, Erica. She probably remembers this. She's got a great memory. She was not very old. So the plane starts taking off, and she's looking out the window. All of a sudden, you hear this little tiny voice, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star." It's a tiny voice, but the whole plane could hear it, and I think she got a round of applause afterwards. You know, our view, when we take off, the higher you get on the airplane, the easier it is to see more the majesty of God's creation. I believe it's the same way with a vision. God gives us a vision, and we may not immediately see the whole picture, but we know the direction that God would have us go, and we know what the end result should be. You know, we have, as people, we have many plans and dreams and strategies that we are doing to accomplish the vision that God has given us. But I think we should never confuse our plans with God's vision. Because plans fail. Anybody ever experienced that? You know, failed plans should not be interpreted as a failed vision. Successful people are people who are willing to risk failure and then learn from that failure and try another plan to reach their goal. A vision is what could and should be. Our plans are our guess about the best way to get there. You know, I've never met or heard of anyone who accomplished significant things for the kingdom of God who didn't have to revise plans multiple times before they became a vision. Visions are refined, but they don't change. Plans are revised. They rarely stay the same. You know, I think we should be stubborn about the vision of connecting to our community for Christ, but be flexible about the plan on how to do it. We've tried some different ways of connecting people to Echo Mountain and to God this last year. Most of them have been a success, some a little less. My vision for Echo Mountain is for it to be healthy, first of all, to be healthy spiritually, but also physically, so that we can become a reproducing church. Church is not about this beautiful location or building. Church is about people sharing God's love with each other, people growing in their spiritual journey and serving God and others with their gifts. Part of our mission statement says that our mission is to connect to our community, to introduce them to Christ. Luke 19:10 says this. This is Jesus speaking. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. God loved us. God loved you. He loved each one of us enough to send his Son to earth for one primary purpose, and that was to seek and to save that which was lost. I believe a strong vision is always built around a problem, and there's no greater problem in our neighborhood in North Phoenix or in your community than the problem that many of our neighbors will die and go into a Christless eternity unless we do something about it. Today, that this year you will begin to care enough for your neighbor, for your coworker, that you will be willing to do two things that may change your lives both now and eternity. I would like to invite you to look at them through God's eyes, through a heavenly perspective, through God's eyes, who is not willing that anyone should perish. Here's the first thing I'd like for you to do, and it's invest. What do I mean by that? Take time to get to know your neighbors. Yesterday, of course, this wasn't a big sacrifice for me, but one of my neighbors loves to go to gun shows. So he calls me up and he says two things. I've got a coupon. Okay, that got my attention. And there's a small gun show. Do you want to go with me? Well, I was like, I said, I'll have to talk to my wife. Not that I need her permission, but she knows the schedule better than I do. And she says, isn't that what you're preaching on? You better go. I said, oh, amen. So I went to a small gun show with my neighbor and didn't buy or sell anything, but I had a good time with my neighbor. It's a neighbor that I've, over the years been getting to know. And so we need to take the time. I had a lot of other things that I could have been doing, like mow the lawn. Let's see, mow the lawn or go to a gun show. Yeah, I better go to the gun show. But we need to take the time. We need to invest. By neighbors, I'm not only talking about people you live close to. I'm talking about people that you work with. People that you know where you shop. Here's a cool thing. If you go to the same store a lot, I would encourage you, go through the same checker. Get to know them. Call them by name. It's easy. They got it on their little tag thing, and it always freaks them out. But get to know them. I'm talking about people that you play with or hang out with. Get to know them better. If you have a hard time remembering names, write it down. And get used to calling them by name when you see them. Write down their names. Pray for them by name. Get to know where they work, what their hobbies are. Invest in building a relationship with you. With them, I'm sorry. Be intentional in your connecting with them. Look for ways to help them. It takes effort and time, but we are talking about eternal consequences. Here's something interesting. You want to get to know your neighbors? Get to know them, find out what they do, find out what their passions are. The first time I met Irv, my neighbor I went to the gun show with, I found out that he loved guns. And so I said, I got a gun. I don't know how to clean it. Oh, I'll show you, man. I went over. We spent time. He took it apart and cleaned it. I don't know how he did it. But I asked him to help me. And sometimes that is a great way. Here's the second thing I'd like to encourage you to do. Not only invest, but invite. Invite them to come with you to Echo Mountain Church. Our commitment to you is to create a comfortable environment where your guests are confronted with the intensely practical nature of the Scripture. We want your guests to leave thinking, I didn't know that was in the Bible. You know, that actually applied to my life this last week, and it's helpful. Invite them to experience God in a real way. We as a church, we as pastors and elders and leaders, we want to partner with you in your investment in their future. We invite everybody to connect, not only to our community, but to our church as a family. This comes through membership and fellowship. If you haven't become a member at Echo Mountain, maybe 2016 is the year to make that step of commitment. We just have a couple that made that commitment. Basically, it's not a huge thing. We don't push membership in the church as something. We do push membership into God's family. But Matt and Ling, go ahead and stand up a little bit. I know they're going to kill me later. Matt and Ling, Ling's just waving. She's carrying a baby. She cannot stand. She's still going to kill me. But they just filled out the membership form this last week and turned it in. And we are glad as elders and as a church to welcome you into membership. Your coffee at Dunkin' Donuts is still going to cost the same. We have no discounts. You know, one of the ways that we connect as a family is on the third week of each month. We have Fellowship Sunday, and those are great times of fellowship. The place I see true fellowship happening most, though, is in small groups. These are groups that meet during the week in homes and here at the church to study and pray and minister to each other. And I don't know if you've been part of a small group, but we become very close as a family. We do. We pray for each other. And it's interesting, on Sunday mornings, I notice a difference. You know, when they greet each other, the people in our small group, you could tell that they've been praying for each other. They're truly glad to see each other. You could tell that they've taken their involvement at Echo Mountain Church to the next level. Personally, I think fellowship happens best when you are, a scriptural term, breaking bread together. That means eating food, you know. So that's what the Church of Pentecost did, the first church. It doesn't have to be bread. It can be beans and burritos and burgers, as long as it starts with a B. So, well, I don't know how a Pollo Loco gets in there, but if you want to be biblical, it has to start with a B. The only exception would be broccoli and Brussels sprouts, okay, in my opinion. I think it's great that God made this fellowship part of his vision as a church. You know, get to know each other, fellowship. That's what families do. And we say here at Echo Mountain Church that we're a family, so we need to act like one. Here's another part of God's heavenly vision for Echo Mountain in 2016. It's that we adore him in worship. We continue to worship God at Echo Mountain through the use of music and creative arts and through our messages and communion and other activities in our celebration services. Our goal in 2016, my goal is that we become even more creative in the use of the arts, from music that we sing to our programs to special services. If you missed Christmas Eve this year, you missed a special service. It was special. But we have Good Friday and Easter and other days. Why? Is it so that we can wow people? No. You know, we cannot compare ourselves to Phoenix First Assembly. They got live camels and animals. We don't have those here. No. We can't and don't want to compete with other churches and our special programs. We want to use what God has given us so that God will be worshiped and so that more people will not perish. We will provide celebration services that will inspire and uplift you and your friends. And then here's another way to connect. Another part of our vision is serving our God through ministry. Now is the time to serve. You know, we are small in numbers, but it's not about the numbers as much as the willingness to get in the game. God is at work here. I don't know if you could feel it, but God is at work here and now. And now is the time to embrace the vision and experience Him at work. The best way to see that and to give honor to God for what He has done is to begin serving others. That's what serving is. It's serving others. And you may not think you have much to offer, but just a willing heart to serve is what God is looking for in 2016. I'll tell you a couple immediate areas that we're looking for. One is for children's ministry. We'd love to have more volunteers so that it could be spaced out. And as the church grows, the children, more kids are going to come. And we're going to need more ministry, more people willing to minister. Here's another one. We need a backup for our PowerPoint to help Lori. Lori prepares our PowerPoints every week and is here doing the PowerPoint every week. And today I did kind of a power invite with my son-in-law, so he's helping out. I called him and I said, I need you. But those are two areas, immediate needs. But there's areas that we can all serve in. We're going to have in a few weeks, I don't have the date yet, but probably for sure before it gets hot, we're going to have a work day at the church. And we're going to have stuff that everybody can do. We're going to spruce up landscaping. We're going to dive into those containers and try to get all the boxes unpacked and decide what we're going to do with all that stuff that we haven't seen in a year and a half, or no, in 4.5 years, you know. I would love to see everyone here put on some work clothes and show up, because there will be stuff for everyone to do. God has provided this wonderful building and this location. And one of the things that we are blessed in as a church, that this location on the side of a mountain, this building, everything is paid for. Everything is paid for. And that's a huge blessing. That means that we don't have to mortgage ministry, that what is given can go directly into ministry. So we'll have one, I'll let you know when it is, but it'd be great to have a work party. Many people here have shared with me that they felt God working in their lives at Echo Mountain this past year. God has changed lives in this past year. That says nothing about me, but it says volumes about God and His church. If that doesn't get you excited, that God has changed lives this last year, you need to check for a pulse. That gets me excited to see what God's doing. Changed lives. The church is not a building. The church is a people. I used to say the church is a people, not the steeple. Because it is. The church is a community of people, not a collection of people. The church belongs to God, not us. The church will triumph over evil. I believe with all my being that the local church is the hope of the world. Of a world that's without hope, the local church is the hope of the world. More specifically, I believe with all my heart that Echo Mountain Church is the hope for our community, for people in our community. 2 months ago, I lived just down the street. I'm not going to tell you where because I don't want you to TP my house. Most of you know. 2 months ago, we had new neighbors move in, kitty corner from us. Guess what? I have a new mission field. I have a new mission field. Because I've got new neighbors. I already have the ones that are there. I don't know if it's something about my breath, but none of my neighbors come to church. But I'm getting to know them. And I'm investing time. I cannot just pass by my neighbors without thinking of where they're going to spend eternity. Friends, listen, this is not some pie-in-the-sky dream. This is what life is all about. If you want to live life from God's perspective, if you want to focus on heaven in 2016, you must acknowledge that there are no guarantees for anyone. You don't know when your next breath may be your last. So if we know where our final destination is, let's get serious about the solution. God says that there is none righteous, no, not one. That means that people need Jesus. They need to accept and believe in him, that he is the Son of God and he died to prepare a place for them in eternity. That he desires to have a relationship with them now. Here's something that the elders and I will be looking at this year. And it's a whole new vision. And that's starting a Latino church here at Echo Mountain Church. If you look at our neighborhood, God has given us, there's a lot of But God has given us this beautiful facility in a neighborhood and a city that is increasing in Latinos. If you go to North Canyon High School, right down the street, it's filled with a majority. Do you think God loves them and wants them to repent and spend an eternity with him? We're in the process of prayer as elders and research and planning at this time. And nothing will happen until either later this year or the beginning of next year. How many of you remember my friend Ricardo that came up here and preached? Yeah. He got down off the stage and got in your face, didn't he? Yeah, he's a good preacher. He's a close friend, has been for many, many years. And his job, what he does, is he starts Latino churches, both in the Southwest and in Mexico. And we've been talking about this for years and praying about it. He has a close friend who is a church planner, grew up in Mexico, he and his wife graduated from Nogales Seminary, right across the border, and he's a church planner. He planted a church in Utah, and now he's looking to plant another church, and we are talking to him about the possibility of him planting a church here at Echo Mountain, a Latino church. It wouldn't be another church. It would be under the umbrella of our church leadership. And there's a lot of details that we don't know the answers to. That's why it's going to take a year to really work this out. His name is Fabian, and his wife's name is Elvia. And they sat right here when Ricardo was here. And we are excited and praying about it. The elders, you know, we've been praying about it. We're going to release more details to you. But I just wanted to let you know that at the end of this year, God willing, we'll be planning another type of service. A service that's primarily Spanish. Now, there's a lot of, like I say, a lot of details we don't know the answers to. One of the great things is, I don't know if you know any Latino families, but they usually have a few kids. Yeah. They could fill up our children's ministry, and it's going to be exciting to see what God does. I just wanted to share that with you. God willing, we'll have a new ministry connecting with people in our community with the gospel by January 2017, a year from now. I want to challenge you today to look at your world differently. Look at your life from a heavenly perspective. I want to challenge you to focus on heaven in 2016. I want to ask you this morning, will you make a commitment today to invest in the mission and vision of Echo Mountain in three ways this year? First, Will you make a commitment to invest your time by connecting with your neighbors? Invest in those relationships. Invite them to join you at Echo Mountain Church. People need Jesus. Let's invest and invite this year. Will you make a commitment to invest your talents through serving God at Echo Mountain and build those relationships that will last for eternity by serving God and others? And third, will you commit to invest your treasures through your tithes and offerings to Echo Mountain Church this year? Our giving has gone up this past year and continues to go up. Will you make that commitment? 2 Corinthians 9:7 says you must decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. I knew a church once that when they passed the offering plate, they would cheer. Seemed a little weird to me, growing up in an old Baptist church. God wants us to give cheerfully. I would encourage you to sit down and look at your finances and make a goal. Sit down with your husband or wife and see how much you would like to give back to God this year. Plan it out and give in faith and cheerfulness. I was brought under conviction when I read this verse in the paraphrase in the Message. It says this: I want each of you to take plenty of time to think it over and make up your own mind what you will give that will protect you against sob stories and arm twisting. God loves it when the giver delights in his giving. You know, that is why we don't, and I don't do guilt motivation or sob stories when we take the offering. You know, if we don't count it, and if there's not enough, we pass around again. Because it's between you and God. Your giving and investment of treasure should be planned ahead. And it should be given out of obedience and gratefulness for what God has done for you. Make a plan and do it cheerfully. God loves it when you do that. When you do something for your kid and he says, without prompting, thank you, how does that make you feel? You love it. The same is true with God when it comes to investing the treasures that he has given you. Would you bow your heads with me? This morning, as you bow your heads, I would like you to begin thinking who you would like to invest and invite over the next few months. Maybe it's a neighbor, maybe it's a family member, maybe it's somebody you work with. This morning, I would like to ask you if you're willing to commit to the vision at Echo Mountain in 2016. Are you ready to be used by God to make a difference in somebody else's eternity? If you are, I'm going to ask you to do something, and we don't do this often here. But if you're willing to make a commitment to the vision, would you just quietly raise your hand? Thank you. And that's a symbol of commitment to God. And I'm going to encourage you to do one more thing if you did that. There's a connection card in front of you in one of the chairs. Would you just write your name on there and just write across it, count me in? And by that you mean that you embrace God's vision for Echo Mountain Church to connect with others, to grow in your own walk, and to serve God here at Echo this year. I would like to pray for you that God will radically change the way you look at your neighbors and your faith, that he would mold your worldview into his worldview, and that he would change you to equip you to serve him. Lord, thank you so much. We thank you for this church family. We thank you for the mission that you've given us. Lord, I thank you for the people here who have committed, are committing to investing in relationships with others that will change their eternity. It's crazy when you really say it out loud and really think about it. But God, as we invest in others, as we invite them, may your Holy Spirit, may the power of your word radically change lives. Lord, we celebrate the changed lives last year, and we just ask that you would use us powerfully as a church to change lives this year. God, we understand that it's all about you. But we also understand that we are called to make a commitment to your mission. Lord, help us to make that commitment today. God, we're excited about what you're going to do. We're excited to see what you're going to do here at Echo Mountain and through this small church. We're excited about the changed lives, about the changed eternity. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.